exposed us as his wife.
what do you call a woman who has lost her husband?
A widow, I imagine.
And what if he just left her? She'd be a what?
And not divorced. Well, she just be a lady without a husband.
Have you ever heard her called any kind of widow?
She hasn't got a divorce. I don't know what kind of widow you call her.
Have you ever heard grass widow?
Oh, grass widow, that's right. Yes, yes sir.
Okay. I've heard of grass widow. But I know, that's when they're going off and they ain't got the divorce. Mm-hmm. You grass widow?
Pet? No, I'm divorced widow. Paid for, paid in full.
All right. The man whose son you are called, you are, the man whose son you are, is called your...
The man's son who you are, well, call my father?
What did you call your father?
What I did call him? I called him Dad.
Dad? Did you have any other terms?
No.
You know, Pop or anything like that?
Yes, I did. I think I called him Papa sometimes. Yeah.
Did you have one that you called, like, maybe when he got older or you got older? Did you change? I mean...
I don't know.
And your father's wife is called your...
Mother.
Okay. And what did you call her?
Mother.
Did you ever call her anything else?
Or sometimes, funny well, I might call her Bill.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, your father and mother together are called your?
Father and mother.
Right. Do you ever have anything you would call, like it's a, ask your?
Father.
Okay. Would you ever call them together, like call them your parents or anything?
You mean call them together at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
No, I never did.
Okay. Right, your father's father would be your...
Granddaddy.
Okay. And your father's mother would be your...
grandmother.
Okay. What did you call them? Do you remember them?
I don't remember that.
I don't either. Okay. All right, something on wheels. You can put a baby in and push it around.
Baby bunny.
Okay, anything else you would call it?
Well, I know if you push it around, I know you'd call it baby cribs.
Okay. Do you remember anything that had 8 to 10 inch wheels with a hood on it, and it was more like a crib on wheels than a chair on wheels.
A crib on wheels than a chair on wheels.
I think really that's what you did say, isn't it? When you talk to the baby about
it. Uh-huh. Yeah. That would be most of it, wouldn't it? Yeah. 10-inch wheels, this part, right?
Mm-hmm. If you were talking to somebody and you said, put the baby in the carriage and go out and... What would you say you were doing to the baby?
Came out to play or came out to... sightseeing, something.
Would you ever say go out and wheel the baby?
Well, that's a nice word to use, but I'd go out and tell him go out and push the baby around.
Okay. Your children, are your sons, and you have both sons and?
Girls.
Right. And you might say, Patty is my
daughter.
Okay. And you might say, I have I have children, and I have both boys and...
I have 2 girls and 2 boys.
Okay. Back in the old days, a lot of times, or even now, if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a...
Not a woman, some...
Okay.
A midwife or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
It's just like his father, have the same head as his father.
Yeah. If a mother has looked after 3 children until they have grown up, you say she has what, 3 children?
Yeah, 3 grown kids. Mm-hmm. 3 children.
If you're trying to tell somebody that she was the one who looked after, you'd say she has what, those 3 children?